Another condition that requires routine referral and that we often encounter in practice is glaucoma, a condition where a high proportion of cases go undetected. There is a NICE guideline for glaucoma referrals, and some local areas have developed referral refinement schemes to build on the guideline. We spoke to Amanda Harding, principal optometrist at Manchester Royal Eye Hospital, who explains the NICE guidelines and the procedures put in place in the Manchester Glaucoma Referral Refinement Pathway.
The National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence drew up the guideline for glaucoma in 2009. It provides guidance on the diagnosis and management of chronic open-angle glaucoma and ocular hypertension, and is based on the current medical evidence available to inform decisions. It is a comprehensive document, although a more user-friendly quick reference guide is available.
You can find out all you need to know about the guideline on the DOCCID website.
An ideal referral refinement scheme for glaucoma would be a pathway that reduces unnecessary referrals to the eye hospital. This would also decrease patient anxiety by reducing the wait before they're assessed to see whether they actually have glaucoma or not. And by reducing the amount of false referrals into the eye hospital, it can increase the capacity of overburdened glaucoma clinics. The schemes should be cost-effective and community-based, so in a primary care setting rather than in a secondary care setting. So the Manchester Glaucoma Referral Refinement Scheme was one of the first to be set up about 15 years ago, and long before the NICE guideline was published. It was felt at the time that there was a lot of false referrals into the eye hospital, and in fact some work was done about this to find that the false referral rate was about 40%. So they looked at ways of reducing this false positive referral rate, and they thought about using accredited optometrists in the community where other optometrists would refer patients they thought might have glaucoma to them, and they would see them in their own practices and follow agreed protocols. They would then refer those that they felt did have glaucoma back into the eye hospital, but actually discharge the rest of them back to their own optometrists. GPs would be kept informed, and what was then the Strategic Health Authority was kept informed as well, so that audit could be done. After the NICE guideline was published, we had to review the scheme, and it was felt that we needed to include pachymetry. So this was included from 2013, and all the optometrists in the scheme and those wishing to join had to be reaccredited.
Amanda explained what makes the Manchester scheme different.
The referral refinement scheme is a genuine assessment of the patient. So the optometrist does a full assessment of the patient and makes an actual decision about their referral. So the amount of information we have in the eye hospital from that is really high. So it means that when they refer us someone, we hardly ever send them back saying they haven't got glaucoma. And the information we've got is really detailed, so it makes it much easier to then assess the patient and see if they're actually getting worse since they were referred in or whatever. So we're actually doing a study at the moment to look at the false positive and false negative referrals. So we're actually looking at patients that have been discharged as if they haven't got glaucoma and checking they really haven't got it. And so far we haven't found anyone. So that makes it a very safe scheme. So we're not missing anything, but we're not over-referring either.
In order to ensure any referral refinement scheme is able to offer these kinds of benefits, training, registration and accreditation are essential, as are ongoing monitoring and evaluation. How are these implemented in Manchester?
Well, the Manchester scheme requires very general optometric core competency skills of applanation tonometry, Van Herrick's examination, pachymetry, suprafoveal visual field testing and dilated indirect ophthalmoscopy with a Volk lens. And all these skills, apart from pachymetry, are core competency skills that all optometrists should already have. Pachymetry is very easy to learn, so that's not a particular issue. So optometrists wanting to participate in the scheme have to be accredited. Lectures are given covering glaucoma epidemiology, optic disc assessment, tonometry, fields and the running of the scheme. And we normally make this open to all the optometrists in the Manchester area, not just those that want to actually join the scheme. Those optometrists who do want to work within the scheme have to come in for some clinical placements at the eye hospital, where they can re-evaluate their skills in optic disc assessment and make sure that they're competent in examining the anterior segment for glaucoma. After the scheme was introduced, the optometrists and ophthalmologists at the eye hospital who had been heavily involved in setting up the scheme decided to write a paper on its success and how it was set up. And this was entitled Community Refinement of Glaucoma Referrals and was published in Eye in 2002. The lead author was Professor David Henson, and he wrote about the fact that we'd managed to reduce the number of glaucoma referrals by 40%. And this was very close to the original false positive referral rate that we'd noted at the MRIH before we set up the scheme. It also showed that the referral letters that we were getting from our community accredited optometrist was much superior and included a lot more information, which was much more helpful to us. This paper has now been cited many times and is used often as a basis for setting up new referral refinement schemes. The study also showed that it was a financial benefit to the NHS, as it saved money from the NHS as a whole by implementing this scheme. Patients were seen within 2 weeks instead of having to wait for up to 3 months to be seen at the eye hospital, and they were seen in their own community setting, which is obviously more beneficial to them.
This has been a common thread throughout all our discussions. We've seen a desire to tap into the knowledge and ability of the optometric community and to utilise this expertise to improve patient experience, increase management in the community, and reduce unnecessary referrals. We have already heard from Stephen McPherson about the NHS Grampian scheme, and now we return to Scotland to hear from Dr. Janet Pooley. We spoke to Dr. Pooley, optometric advisor to the Scottish Government and Programme Director for Optometry NHS Education for Scotland, NESS, about the recently published SIGN guidelines for glaucoma and the systematic differences in the Scottish system.
So the care in Scotland really changed with the new regulations that came into place back in 2006, and all optometrists were required to sit a competency examination to meet the new level of care that was going to be provided in the community. The Scottish Government also funded equipment and training to support this whole new contract that came into place in 2006, and all the developments that have sprung from there feed back to that original change. It's also provided free eye examinations for everybody in Scotland and follow-up examinations where the optometrist thinks that's required. So a large number of our referrals are direct to the hospital eye service, and this has been the case for many years now. And a lot of our referrals now are also electronic, so we've moved to e-referral process. And I guess it does depend very much on where you are in Scotland, but certainly in some areas we're up to about 85% of referrals being electronic. And the advantage of this, of course, is that not only does it get directly to the hospital, but also you can attach camera images and visual field plots. We use some standardised templates for certain conditions like cataracts and glaucoma. And if the hospital require any of the general health information, then they will contact the general practitioner directly. Under our contract, we generally refer directly to the hospitalised service and inform the patient's GP. But with electronic referrals, the general practitioner can see that the patient has been referred in some cases, so that isn't required. But the key in Scotland really is that we manage as many patients as we can within the community. So we provide training to support optometrists to do this. For example, we've provided training on removal of corneal foreign bodies and insertion of punctum plugs. But when we do need to refer, we have funded referral refinement processes so that we can repeat tests in our practices and can make a more appropriate referral. We refer when we have confidence in the results and the assessments that we've conducted. So the new glaucoma referral and safety discharge guideline was developed by what's known as the Scottish Intercollegiate Guidelines Network, so that's known as SIGN. The network develops all sorts of evidence-based advice to all sorts of healthcare professionals, but this is the first guideline that's been available to ophthalmology. And the glaucoma guideline group was chaired by Dr. Roshini Sanders, who's a glaucoma consultant in Fife, and involved ophthalmologists, optometrists, a GP and patient representatives to put the guideline together. And it provides evidence-based recommendations on the primary care examination assessment of patients with suspected glaucoma. It's a really impressive piece of work, and it was widely consulted on before it was published, and it took huge amounts of time to develop, as you can imagine. I guess there are several fundamental changes for us as optometrists. Some of the key ones, I guess the disc assessment is a different change. So we're using the Spaeth disc damage likelihood scale, and we're comparing the narrowest rim disc ratio to the disc size. So as optometrists, we're going to be needing to become more proficient at measuring the disc heights with our slit lamps and making appropriate corrections. Also, we'll obviously be looking for other glaucomatous disc signs like hemorrhages and difference between the eyes. The guidelines also recommend that we measure the central corneal thickness, so doing pachymetry on patients with ocular hypertension or suspected glaucoma. And so that's a change for us. And it'll provide us with more confidence in continuing to monitor patients who have slightly raised pressures. The Van Herrick technique is something that's recommended in these guidelines. And this is something we're using an awful lot in Scotland anyway, because a lot of our patients are being dilated. So something I think most of us are very comfortable with. And the guidance also supports obtaining a minimum of 2 visual field plots. And in line with our GOSS contract, the intraocular pressure measurements are to be done with Goldman or Perkins. And this, of course, gives consistency between primary and secondary care measurements. This guideline should really improve the referrals that we're already making. And to be honest, we've already improved them under the new contract. And so this will just hopefully take us to the next level, making sure that our referrals are very robust and making sure that they provide all the information that the hospitalised service requires.
We asked Janet what she thought the new sign guidelines meant for the future of referrals in Scotland.
I believe our referrals are going to continue to improve, but probably the biggest change for the pathway is the safe discharge of ocular hypertensive back out to us in the community. There's no longer capacity within the hospitalised service to continue to monitor these patients. And I believe optometrists have certainly got the expertise and the facilities to care for these patients safely.
So we've heard from local schemes that offer guidance on clarifying the subjective interpretation of guidelines and clinical findings. These schemes have also been able to increase autonomy of optometrists and streamline processes to offer patients better care and make more efficient use of available resources.